This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
You're listening to the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. And now, here's your host, Lisa Rangel.
Welcome and hello. Welcome to the 18th episode of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and founder of Chameleon Resumes. We are an executive resume writing, LinkedIn profile development, and job search consultancy firm that helps executives and high potential leaders land their next position faster. Today's podcast show topic will show you three easy ways to connect with your network when you don't need them. This is so important. Most executives, professionals that I speak to, they eat lunch at their desk each day, or they do go out, they talk to the same five or six people at work, and then bam, something happens to their job. And now they need to reach out to their network, needing something when they never needed to reach out before. And they feel like a dork. They tell me this all the time. They'll say things to me like, well, they know I'm only calling because I need something. Ugh. And you feel like a tool calling at a time when you may need it most, when you never called before, right? So it's not a good way to begin a call. I want to show you here today three easy ways to connect with your network genuinely when you don't need it. So this way you are genuine with your network by reaching out before you need them and you're interested in them and their lives and what's going on. But I want to show you how to do this easily. And taking these steps like I'm going to show you here today, this is like putting money in the bank. It's like putting savings in the bank for your network, so to speak. And this way you're able to withdraw it when you need it later on. So in past episodes, we talked about the only way to truly protect yourself from job loss is to pretend you're fired today and make a list of activities you would do to start to find your next job. And doing proactive activities to keep yourself in demand when you don't need a job is the key element in the Pretend You're Fired Today action list. Keep your network primed. Keep your network active so you stay in the forefront of your network's mind. Essentially, you're creating demand for yourself, but doing it consistently and easily. We want you to be in demand when you need it. So for you to be in demand when you need to build it before you need it. And this way, if your job situation changes unexpectedly, you already have that pent-up demand for what you do by doing these actions that I'm going to show you here today. As we said in episode one, the first thing on that Pretend You're Fired Today action list is dusting off that resume, getting it up to speed. And we covered in the first eight episodes how to format the resume according to today's trends for maximum impact. And we've spent the following four episodes after that focusing on the equally as important document for you to maintain, the LinkedIn profile. And for the last five episodes, we covered five most common career mistakes that I see smart people make every day, how to work with recruiters, how to set up an informational interview, how to stay in demand with your competitors, and how to make job boards work for you. I want you to know all this stuff before you need it. You're going to want to revisit those episodes. But today I'm going to show you three easy ways to connect with your network when you don't need them. So here goes. First, everyone has a commute to work more or less. So I want you to call three people on your commute either to or from work. And if you're like a crazy overachiever like myself, you're going to call three people on your commute to work and your commute home from work. This is easy. I mean, literally, like, just think of somebody and dial them from your phone. Simply say, this is what I simply say to my old or new friend that I haven't talked to in a while. Hey, how are you? I was thinking about you and I wanted to check in and see how you're doing and learn about what you're up to. Like, that's it. That's all I say to them. And they answer the phone and then the conversation gets started. And if you get voicemail, I say the same thing, but add a non-committal, low-pressure ending such as this. So this is how I would start if it was a voicemail. Hey, how are you? I was thinking about you and I wanted to check in and see how you're doing and what you're up to. It'd be great to catch up when you have time. I know you're busy, so call when you can. And if you don't get a chance to call back, no stress. Know that I'm thinking of you and I'm sure we'll connect soon. Hope all is well. That's it. Like, light, easy peasy breezy. I mean, who doesn't like to have a happy person call them every once in a while and just say that they were thinking of them and that they want to learn about what's going on? So you want to spread good cheer and check in. And even if they don't call back, they know you were thinking of them. So it does count for something. Another way to reach out to someone very easily is call when you see they've had something good happen. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, the corporate newsletter. There's so many places nowadays for people in your network to share good news. And when you see the good news posted, call that person, personally call them and congratulate them, even an email or a text. I mean, a call is better, but sometimes something is better than nothing. And if you can email because you're thinking of them, but you're in a meeting and you shouldn't be emailing, but you want to do it anyway. The key is to reach out on a personal basis and commend them for that good thing. If you get them on the phone, it's awesome because not only will it set you apart from their network because you've called, but it's an opportunity to then just chat further because after you congratulate them, then you go into the, hey, what are you up to kind of conversations for both of you. So you're able to talk about non-work related and work related topics. And it's just a network enhancing kind of conversation, relationship enhancing conversation. So in this third point, this next point is not as much of an action to take to connect with your network, but an action to take to make reaching out to people easier for you, right? So if you can improve the quality of you and the ease of you reaching out to people, it's going to happen more often and it's going to be beneficial for you and your network. So I challenge you to get better with conversation starters. I'll confess, I was once really bad at this. And honestly, even now, I still feel really awkward doing it, even if people on the outside don't think I'm awkward doing it. The resource I used and still reference every time I go out to an event to get better at starting conversations is the book, The Fine Art of Small Talk by Deborah Fine. Again, The Fine Art of Small Talk by Deborah Fine. It is written in sweet, little, doable, digestible morsels of questions and statements to use in a practical manner to start and maintain conversations. You want to get this book. It's awesome. It's simple and it's easy and it's a short read. And it's written as like you don't have to read it from start to finish to get the benefits out of it. You can literally open up a page and probably find some questions to take to your next event or your next meeting. Again, it's called The Art of Small Talk by Deborah Fine. Applying these points will get you to genuinely nurture your network and keep it primed for when you need it. Now, you want to be genuinely interested in your network. Reaching out solely so you can use it later on will come back to kind of bite you in the butt. You need to be genuine. People eventually see through a selfish motive. But if you genuinely listen, if you are genuinely lending an ear, if you are genuinely connecting with people, if you're connecting people together also, not just you connecting with people, but when you see someone in your network can help someone else in your network connecting them, if you're genuinely sharing ideas with your network that help them, when the time comes for you to need that listening ear, that connection to be made, that idea to be shared, people will be happy to help you because you've been doing it genuinely for them. And don't look at people as like, I helped you, now you have to help me. Like, put it out to the universe, not to sound all woo-woo, but if you put it out to the universe that you're helping and listening and connecting people, when you need it, you're going to reciprocally, you get it back in a reciprocal manner. It may not be from the direct source you gave it to, but it will come back to you. I see it happen all the time. So were any of these tactics mentioned to you today new to you? So if so, I want you to take our job landing quiz at joblandingquiz.com and see what other job landing information may be new to you through the quiz and that you currently don't know. Identify these knowledge gaps. Learn what these knowledge gaps are now before you need it. So once you receive your score on the quiz, you'll be given access to the free training that will follow the quiz and it will give you the solutions to any of the knowledge gaps you have, mistakes you're making. You know, the key is, again, to know all this stuff before you need it. So when you need it, you're not having a learning curve and looking for a job happening at the same time. So I'm so proud of you for taking these steps to make yourself marketable and developing your demand when you don't need it. Most people wait for that unexpected job change to happen, and then they're like backpedaling and trying to learn this information while doing a job search under pressure. It's a terrible place to be. And anyone that can avoid it by listening, I'm so happy it's happening. So kudos to you for learning and doing this stuff before you need it. So I want you to take action on today's episode. So take the three actions. In addition, I want you to take the job landing quiz at joblandingquiz.com and see what other job search information that you do not know now that would hinder your ability to find a job fast if you were to need to do so unexpectedly. And then again, once you receive your score on the quiz, you'll get access to the free training that will help you fill in your knowledge gaps and help you apply what you learned today as well. So remember, for the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to continue to go through a list of tactics and activities to do now, as if you were let go today, to ensure that you're always ready for whatever the world brings your way. Remember, that first item on the Pretend You're Fired Today action list was your resume, which we cover in episodes 1 through 8. The second item on the list was updating your LinkedIn profile, which you can review in episodes 9 through 12. And in episodes 13 through 17, we've covered the five most common career mistakes I see smart people make each and every day. You know, how to work with recruiters. We learned how to generate informational interviews. We showed you how to stay in demand with your competitors. And we showed you the real way to make job boards work for you so you're not stuck in job board hell when you eventually start looking for a job and need to use that resource. And today we showed you three easy ways to connect with your network when you don't need them. So this way, they're there when you are going to need them. In the next episode, I'm going to show you how to properly prepare for an industry conference. So this way you can maximize the number of quality new connections you make during that trip, during that event, and also nurture existing relationships that you have that will also be at the event. I want you to have an understanding of how to develop your network more qualitatively using these events. My friend saved me with her priceless advice, pretend you're fired today, and I'm paying it forward with you. And I ask you to pay this sentiment forward and share it with as many executives and rising professionals who you feel would benefit from this build it before you need it advice. And to educate yourself on the aspects of the Pretend You're Fired Today activity list, go take our quiz. Go to joblandingquiz.com and take the quiz. And in addition to activities to stay competitive with your network before you need it, you'll see what else you don't know. You'll fill in those knowledge gaps. You'll get some free training that's coupled with the quiz that will help you be prepared. In our next episode, we're going to show you how to properly prepare and follow up when attending a conference to maximize and optimize your network connections. So thanks for joining me today, and we will pick up again in the next episode. Have a great week.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.